Thank you very much for coming to this rather strange meeting, first one for over a year. It all feels rather weird. So before we get started, I just want to tell you what COVID-y things we've done. You'll see there's sanitizer at the door. We've put a few notices up. There's a fogging machine at the back, which we've done as well. If you want to take your masks off because you're a couple, it's up to, you know, entirely up to you. But I'd just like to say thank you to the Seagrove Pavilion Trust for allowing us to use that machine to make us all feel a little bit more comfy. Right, is there anything that anybody would like to say that is not on the agenda? Lynn? Okay.
So, the community partnership, as you probably know, is a common responsibility for the open spaces after the parish plan. Now, we're going to talk about concerns of footpaths and driveways in our parish, as well as some open spaces. At this time of the year, a selection of wildflowers is just beginning to grow in all these paths. They are important as they are a vital source of food for emerging insects. These plants are not so commonly found in gardens anymore, as they are often considered to be weeds. I am referring this evening specifically to two bits of footpath, which is Holgate Lane and the footpath to the beach that runs along the back of Stoneview Road. At this time of the year, the plants do not pose a problem for walkers. They can get in the way by walkers, and are, to the best of my knowledge, have only ever been managed by walkers pushing back overgrown, mostly nettles. However, on Thursday, this entire section of footpath was trimmed. I found this upsetting as it was completely unnecessary. I've been in touch with the Isle of Wight Council and had an unsure response indirectly from Rights of Way. By that I mean the lady in the switchboard spoke to Rights of Way and then got back to me. What is done is done, but it raises the need to have a dialogue with Rights of Way to find out what their procedures are in regards to cutting back and to discuss future management. I am sure they will be amenable, as I'm surprised this has happened, as hitherto the footpaths have become rather overgrown. So, this evening I'm seeking your approval for taking this issue forward. One final thing I would add is that I'm not entirely sure that this training was done by the council. I have a vague suspicion it might be a resident or a resident.
Right.
My conversation with the council when I get to talk to them should definitely be
Lynn, whereabouts, sorry to interrupt you, whereabouts on that footpath behind me, whereabouts does that sort of start? From the ransom strip downwards or upwards?
Well, it starts at the wreck.
What, the whole pathway?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes.
Dave?
There were technically two guys doing it, because I walked up there and it did look like there was some hard work with the council. The one was at the bottom and then the other one was going down, so it's definitely
sort of organised.
Yeah, they had all the work here.
Right. Kevin?
I think if you remember rightly, that the council, when you all learned to start walking, last year, they
went around
all the paths and
widened
them so that they could continue to pass. Yeah. And I thought that they were sick and can't pass. So, I'm not sure it's part of that, because they did, you know, they did all the paths before the ground here.
Yeah.
Before the summer.
Yeah.
To large, they
Maybe. Lynn, did you want to finish? Sorry, I interrupted you.
It's just surprising because normally, the problem is when they get too overgrown, enough self-walkers are often
It's the other way round, isn't it?
So I have
Yeah, indeed, it's true.
It seems weird that they
suddenly run all
this, especially at this time of year as well.
It's
just a
shame. We're getting out to the outcast. Yeah. We must mention in any correspondence the nature's highways, because they've got a policy in place where we're not meant to be screening this. So that must be brought up then, because that's important.
Yeah.
And I'll raise it with them as well, because I don't believe they're meant to be screened. There could be the fact of what Kevin's mentioned with regards to widening the path for the COVID in it. But we mention it and we bring it up under nature's highways, because there is particular signs that are using that and they're not meant to be doing it. They've actually reduced all the birds cutting by the roads, etc.
Yes.
For the very same thing, part cross cutting, part etc.
Okay, is there any other item? I read the news article, I think it was in the County Press, I saw it, and, or Echo, and I'm sure some environmental group had taken up the cudgel,
The Environment Agency is investigating it. In fact, they've got funding for an entire investigation of the Solent area, and all of these beaches around here are part of it. The officer's called Sarah McWilliam, and you can contact them and they'll tell you that it's actually an ongoing investigation.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've had hardly any rain. How can they overflow?
Yeah.
You know, it just it's quite amazing. Very remiss of me, just in case of an emergency, we've got two exits. Main one you came in, and the fire exit's over there where you break a glass for the key. Right. So the first item on the agenda is for me to resign. Thank you very kindly, Becky. And Mike is second. Well, we better have a vote then.
Congratulations, Mr. Chairman. You've got a piece of paperwork for that as well.
Yeah.
I've got it. Hang on, thank you. Sorry about that.
We did, didn't we? We did, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he's about 100 pounds.
But thank you. Thank
this
you
is going to be tricky,
everyone.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Thank you very much, everyone. Yeah. And I will just say a few words, and people probably know what I'm going to say. And that's you, the responsible officer. Well, thank you very much for electing me chairman for another year. It is a great privilege. If not dubious on some occasions. And I'd like to continue with my policy last year of inviting members of the public to speak whilst councillors are debating a particular issue. Put your hand up, we'll get to you. Bring something of value, inform our decisions, and it doesn't really want to be he said and in my opinion the next door neighbours. You know, just bring some value to it, and I'm very happy because, you know, none of us know everything and we're all here for each other, I hope. Right, okay, thank you for that. And to fill the vacancies to the council by way of co-option and to receive the appointed members' declarations of acceptance of office.
Hang on, yeah, sorry. Just writing. So, in here, so you, if you want, I'll read the list out to you.
Yeah, go on.
If you're going to. The first person is Roy College.
Okay. Roy, would you like to take your seat, my friend?
Will you propose him?
I forgot we'd already done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll propose Roy.
Okay. And you're going to have a vote, councillors?
Right. Yeah.
Are you voting?
Voting for Roy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, thank you.
Okay. Well done, Roy. Come and take your seat.
Yeah, Roy, you'll see on whichever chair you pick, the top one will be an acceptance of office, and if you could fill that in and let me have it before you go. Thank you. Mark Gienard Davis.
Ah, Mark Gienard Davis, I'd like to propose you for the council. Would somebody like to second that?
Yep, thank you.
We can do it on block.
Well, no, yeah, do each one properly.
We have to do it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, all those in favour of Mark? Come and take a seat, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. You'll find as well there'll be an acceptance of office thing on the top, if you can let me have it before
wrong
you.
Not
Mark Gienard Davies, sorry. Next time we have a council, if people could have different Christian names, please.
Or we could just call everybody Mark, so there wouldn't be any confusion.
Melanie Jenkins.
Melanie Jenkins, yeah. The next councillor is for co-option is Melanie Jenkins. Can I have a proposal for Melanie?
Okay. Might propose.
And a seconder?
I can't see you.
Sorry.
I'm off the stand up.
I'll look back in for you.
Thank you.
If it goes the wrong way, I'll tell you what you did.
Yes, yeah, so she's been seconded. You can have a vote.
All in favour?
Excellent. And once you start, you can vote. Yeah, thank you. That's great. So, Melanie, if you'd like to come and take one of the seats, and you'll find the same forms. Stuart Moulton.
Yeah, your proposal, Stuart. I'll second that. All those in favour?
Thank you.
You're late to vote, Melanie.
Yes.
Come and take a seat, Stuart.
Next one is Patricia Redpath.
Patricia Redpath. Right. I'll propose Patricia. Anybody like to second her?
Yep. Thank you.
And all those in favour?
That's great.
Thank you. All ready to vote now.
So,
come and take a seat, Chris.
Yes, Councillor Redpath, if you'd like to come and take a seat, you'll find the acceptance of office on top of one of the seats, I think.
And who's next?
And it's Dr. Mark Rogers.
And Dr. Mark Rogers. Mike's going to second, propose. Yeah. Becky's seconded. And all those in favour, please. All the new councillors are ready to vote, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
So, Mark, if you'd like to find one of the seats and grab some of the paperwork from it, and
wherever you like.
Yeah, just to let the recently co-opted members know, the only form I need back tonight is the declaration of acceptance of office. There's a register of interest. If you do it tonight, that's great. If not, that can take up to a month. But if you get it back to me, because I need to share it with the Isle of Wight Council. So, thanks.
Okay, the next item on the agenda, and all the new councillors are allowed to vote now, is the election of a vice chairman and to receive the declaration of acceptance. Of acceptance?
Yeah, of acceptance. Yeah, that's a copy, that's a typo, that sort of thing. Yeah. I think I had that last year as well.
I think you did.
Yeah.
You just wanted to copy it, didn't
you?
So I'd like to propose Dave Adams as my vice chairman. I have a seconder. Becky, can
thank you
second that? All those in favour, please.
That looks reasonably unanimous.
Yeah.
So, Dave, congratulations. That's more work for you, Dave.
Thank you once again, Dave, coming again.
Dave, there's the vice chairman form for you there, if you wouldn't mind.
There's not too many big words there, mate. Okay, next item is apologies for absence. Well, I don't think that's
going
to matter too much.
No.
It's the first time we've had a full council for a number of years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Declarations of members' personal and prejudicial interests.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's the only item on this agenda tonight, isn't it?
It is.
So if anybody's got anything there. So Becky's got something.
782
Langford
on the
phone.
Langford,
so yeah. I would say to the co-opted members as well, if you realise when we're going along in the meeting that you realise that you might perhaps be close to an item or you know something about it, please feel free to say at the time and we can make a note of it then. So even if you forget now, it's never too late during the meeting. Thank you.
So has anybody got any interest? No? It's only Becky. Okay, I haven't anything. If I do trip up something, I'll let you know. Okay. The next item is to approve the minutes of the last meeting held on the 19th of April 21. You propose those?
Okay.
You second that? All those in favour? Well, it's only going to be the four of us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they were.
Everyone, of course, if you're abstaining, anyone against? No, that's good then, they're carried.
Only your spelling.
Yes, but, Barry, if you don't mind, while you're here, you can actually sign that.
I'm going to wear my pen.
Right?
Oh.
Thank you.
That's fine. Right, the clerk's report.
Thank
fine.
You.
Please.
Okay, at Kerryfield's play area, the area in front of the goal mouth has been re-turfed by Brystone Landscaping. It's being kept watered by Clean White Cleaning for us. They've also repaired the gate latch at the park, as mentioned at the previous meeting. That work's been done as part of health and safety in the children's area, because on safety reports it gets flagged up that having a dip in the ground by the goal is a risk, so we wanted to take care of that. The oak trees at the back of the play area have also been trimmed as per the tree works order that we put in place a couple of months ago. So hopefully that'll stop there's a suspicion that they might be adding to some ground movement there by being big and taking up a lot of the ground. So they've just had a bit of a 25% haircut, which is good. The annual internal audit has been completed and signed off by Mike Parsley, and it's been circulated to all the members in readiness for signing off later in the meeting today, and we'll send it to the external auditors once it's been signed off. Just to let people know, I'll be taking 4 days leave, the 1st to the 4th of June, which is the bank holiday week. It's a school holiday, and it means I can spend some time with my daughter getting a migraine. From last time, item 2157 last week, the asset community value nomination for Eddington Road, the Isle of Wight Council has written back to inform us that the application has been unsuccessful. 2163 from last time, Putwell flower bed. Care and the garden have been busy establishing a new layout and flowers for the flower bed as agreed at last month's meeting. Seagrove Bay toilets, Clean White Cleaning have been tasked with renovating the paintwork at Seagrove Bay toilet, and they will be beginning that tomorrow. And finally, the Seaview High Street Recovery Fund. Councillor Hardy did collate a list, as she said, of desirable changes for the High Street. This has been passed on to the Isle of Wight Council's regeneration team, and we await a response. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian. Right, on to planning now. Councillor Adams.
Right, planning is my very good decision. Sandwich Road, Sea View, decision granted. Harford Sands Holiday Park, Hartford, decision granted. Cherry Trees, 20 Conwell Place, decision granted. Field and Ivy Road, High Street Sea View, granted. Woodlands Vale Lodge, Halford Road, refused. Land at Jordan Fire, that's very good, ladies and gentlemen. And on the right, the Seaman Browser. Our application for consideration. Former Harford Sands Holiday Park. This is approval of reserve matters on planning application number K00573-15. Appearance and landscaping for the second phase of 93 units. Right. Is anyone of the views on that?
No?
Right, that's it. Thank you.
That's quite
clever,
isn't it?
Senior Martin Sinners. I've been through it, not as well as I would have liked to, but I've been through it. Island Roads have requested additional information. I think we need to do the same. But these applications become a bit of a nonsense. Because when you delve into them, there is so much paperwork to go through and just try and find what you're actually looking at. Now, I've made a note of the first two paragraphs of Island Roads' request. And it says here, this application seeks the approval of reserve matters in relation to application, blah 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 blah, for appearance and landscaping for the second phase of the overall development, with this phase relating to 93 dwellings. It then goes on to state, based on the content of the planning statement, the purpose of the application is to comply with conditions 1 and 2 of P00573-15 to keep the planning permission alive However, it also states that it is not intended that phase two will be constructed to this design. So as Becky's just said, what is the point? Why do they even send us these applications? I don't know. We can't, there's nothing for us to comment on. And I will just say, we follow Island Road, we want more information. Because, you know, I do not support this. So, could we have a vote, please? Is there any support? I would like us to oppose this application.
So, yeah, Councillor Adams, on the grounds that you require more information.
We require information of something that we're actually looking at and being asked to make part of an opinion on.
Yeah, we need to be able to
go
on site to see this thing.
Yes.
Well, they haven't got that far.
No.
It's not a problem.
There's still problems. When I read further through the report, there's also problems, and I've got last night's one in front of me, which I won't go into it because of the time, but it also says the remodeling of the principal site access is currently being further reviewed under a separate application that now seeks consent to bring forward just the 14 dwellings. If you remember the last meeting, there's concerns about the safety for the public on the footpaths outside.
The road, yeah.
And
yeah.
Actually, just even for the builders getting their vehicles in there. So, nothing's changed.
So, safety concerns as well there for Island Road.
Yes.
Okay, so you recommendations, Dave?
It's an objection on the grounds that we actually need more information required. There is insufficient detail. And Island Road has also pointed out there are safety concerns and require more information to know what's going to happen about addressing those. Is that okay, Dave?
Would somebody like to propose that?
Well, if Dave could propose that,
would somebody like to second it then? Becky will worry.
Yep.
Can we have a vote then, please?
Yeah, that's carried. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Come on, babe.
Right, the second one, Langford Ferry Road Seaview. This is just for a lawful development certificate for continued use of vehicle access. I didn't print down all the issues on this. They've got a little white picket fence there, and they've obviously been using it for several years to get vehicles on and off the front. That's all it is. It looks like, I don't really understand why there isn't an application for a drop curb. But it is what it is. But it's, I will propose we support that.
Can I just ask a question on that one? I think I can see that application in the slide. The paper on the shelf there, they say that this is down in the corner of the box and they've been using it for the stuff. They've got.
There's two guys left, Bush.
Yeah, one side is fence and the other side is a jet.
There you go.
Okay, maybe.
There's two guys there for a reason, some are clearly. But no, I don't really understand it.
Well, it's
happy
to go in the garden,
but
they've got
chairs
and chairs inside the garden as well.
Well, it could actually be in the garden street. If they do another corner drop and a vehicle was coming on the front, we were only visiting that they had it parked on the road as well. So, you see how we're going to
get into it. I couldn't understand the pictures, and I.
There's no idea what I don't really understand, but the thing is, it is what it is, and I suppose we support it.
Yeah. Okay, I'll second that then. Anybody want to have a vote in favour?
Assuming that'll be carried. Yeah. Yeah, it's good exercise. It's more steps getting up and down.
Yeah.
Right. Number five, Fourth Lane Rise. Mike might know a bit more about this than any of the rest of us. But this one, there's five comments on this one, strongly opposed to it for one reason or another. There's also a consulting comment from Island Road. What they're planning to do on this one is they want to build another house in the garden. But in its proximity to the bend, there isn't a visibility space, and Island Road has concerns about vehicles getting on and off it in its new location, in the proposed location. I say there's five comments against it, all pretty strong, about overlooking various things. And without taking up too much time, I would propose that we object to this one.
Yes, can we check that it's based on the development of the site, as keeping with everything else in the area, and access is impossible.
It's just cramming one in the gap there.
On the bottom then, because we've got all those things in.
Yeah, have you got any views on that, Mike?
Well, along that area, it's that sort of land that's been not used for years, so why intrude on it?
Well, it's almost encroachment, isn't it? Because the houses are laid out, but there is a bit of space between them.
Mm. Yes.
So I've got.
So there's many issues there then.
Right, so I've got overdevelopment, vehicular access, it's out of keeping, and as Councillor Dr. Rogers has said, Iron and Rose have said it's unsafe. So,
So Dave's proposed that. Who's going to second that? Okay, we have a vote, please, everyone.
So, is this for objection?
Yeah,
that's carried.
Policy's nearly on the show, Brian.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dave.
The next one is number 20. This one, I would say this is pretty standard for what we're getting month after month. It's, has anyone ever thought on this one?
It's
basically pretty much what is going on all around the estate and in general across the island. But basically it's a building on top of a building which is already there, it's just an extra room. And I don't see any reason that we would object to that. It's in keeping. And it's actually quite pleasant. So
your recommendation then, Dave?
I suppose we support that.
and Councillor Colley seconded it, did he? Sorry, I'm sorry.
Who seconded it?
I think it's Councillor Colley.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Roy. All those in favour then, please?
It gets carried.
Right, number 7, Rowan Creek Roy. And this is a proposed lot conversion, including Donna. Again, this is it's the same as what comes in, again, month after month, same as that. I'd like to propose that we support that. It's in keeping with everything around it. Materials are consistent with what's there. I can't see any reason why we would not support that.
It's improving
it up. Yeah, it's bringing it up.
Okay, so somebody proposed that. Is that you, Dave?
Yes.
Okay, and second?
Yeah.
Roy?
Mark, we've done it as well.
In favour?
That's carried. Support on that, thank you.
Right, the final one, Jay's Court. That's for an age studio. Has anyone any opinions on this?
It is. Yes, it is. I'm quite concerned, in fact, about the preservation of that big oak tree. You know, I looked at the, and I had a conversation with my neighbour who has been around the house when it was up for sale, but anecdotally she thinks that they probably want to take that oak tree down or at least do something with it. Although there's nothing in the text or in the plan, however, there is an artist's impression that in the location where the oak tree is, they're showing like a little ornamental tree.
Does it have a TPO on it?
No, but I can certainly speak to Maureen pretty quick because she's like a racehorse when it comes to TPOs.
You could make it a condition, you could support it, but you could say on the grounds that the oak tree is preserved.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, it's a suggestion.
Well, yeah. What do you think about the actual building?
Well, my take on it, I was just looking for opinions first. My own personal opinion, I don't really see how we can refuse it. I've had quite a good look over the plans, and I think on first impressions, it looks much more severe than it is. It's, I think if you look and go over it again, I can just trying to get there. We've got this basin we've buried. Can you see that there? That's the main drawing.
That's it.
We've got that there.
Yeah.
That there. It's basically that bit there. Modernised sprucing up this bit.
Yeah.
So I don't think it actually looks as severe as it is.
No.
And I think in view of what's down there, one building always sticks in my mind that they give permission to. And you talk about it being in close proximity to the seafront there and the slipway. I don't know how they ever got planning permission for that brown building on the left at the bottom there.
Absolutely.
To me it looks like an office. It's just not in keeping with anything. And I think we'd be very harsh if we was opposing this one when they're putting up buildings like that.
Yeah.
Right on the seafront there. But that's my personal view. I would like to propose we support this. I would like to put, we put something in about the oak tree. We'd like a preservation order put on the oak tree.
Yeah.
If they didn't go ahead. And put a preservation order on it anyway.
I'll say on the condition that the oak tree is preserved.
Yeah. And I'll speak to Maureen tomorrow. I'll phone her tomorrow and see if she can't work her magic.
Yeah, because if we're not careful, it'll be cut down before anything's done.
Yeah.
As you walk down towards the stepway and you look at the ground below the oak tree, it's all actually being eroded away very rapidly. There's going to stop a whole lot of steel reinforcing into it.
Yeah.
And I imagine that before long it's going to start sliding down the hill.
It's very worrying, actually. I wouldn't want to be handcuffed to that tree, as much as I love trees.
Yeah.
That bank really does look vulnerable, doesn't it?
It's a bit like that ground, isn't it?
Mm.
So we've got a proposal from Councillor Adams to support on the condition that the oak tree and the grounds are preserved.
Okay, can we have a seconder for that, please? Is that Roy?
Yeah.
And we'll have a vote in favour of the proposal.
How are we getting on? So we've got one. Who's voting in favour? Sorry, pass me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7. So that's sufficient to carry it. Did anyone want to object to that motion or anything? Because I wouldn't make a note if anyone to. Just abstain. Thank you. Thank you. That's conditional support then. There isn't. It doesn't say that.
No.
But everyone's worried because there's a picture, a mock-up picture, where the oak tree is, there's a tiny little ornamental tree in this mocked-up picture.
Mm.
So everyone's just worried in case it doesn't... No one's been able to see it written anywhere that that's going to happen.
No.
Everyone's just concerned that that could be... It might just be the CAD software.
That's the brass software.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess,
so,
yeah.
No appeals, Dave, yeah?
No, thank you
very much, Dave. Okay, so reports from representatives of other organisations. Dave, you're on.
Oh, that's good. I haven't got a report as well as I can, but there's nothing to report on at the moment.
Okay, thank you. Nettleston and the Seagrove Community Partnership, Becky.
And after that, I will confirm the dates of the parting from and the combined church and partnership date. I'd like to wait until that, which is being worked on by our subcommittee.
Okay.
The other good news is that the main sheds have had the base in the shed laid, and refugees came back in June to do the next step, so they're on their way.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. We've had the base
length. Is that it, Becky?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Seagrove Pavilion Trust. I'd like to ask the chairman for his comments, please. Kevin.
Just firstly, to say that the feedback from the council to the election was very, very solid. 35% turnout. Where in the general election, the forecast.
Is that 35% of our ward, or is that of the island?
35%
of the. Oh, right. Okay.
As far as the pavilion itself is concerned, it's got ways of using the pavilion since April when we had sports charter, with the final groups, the large groups, to be joined in September. Obviously, there's a lot of attention, so those groups are coming to 4:30 people at the time, so the bridge group.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kevin.
What was that, sorry?
No, we need to trust him. Nettleston Residents Association.
Yes,
please.
On something, not much is going on, but basically, as you know, the Armagh Council there was a lot of the Conservative majority there. And this is something that is happening in the South East as generally. There is some concern that it's areas which are actually being targeted for heavy planning. And in the paper, they're saying that there is a backlash from MPs. They claim that there's about 80 of them that are going to actually vote against this new planning bill because they feel that the idea of the planning bill is leveling up.
Yeah.
But it's actually being used by
developers
to actually build in more expensive areas.
And the MPs are taking the flak for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering whether the parish council would be willing to write to Bob Steele. I suspect he's one of the 80 because of what he has said before. But we don't know that for certain. And I just wondered if it was worth us actually saying, writing him a letter, asking for his support.
In that bill, against that bill? Yeah.
He is one of those people.
Exactly.
He doesn't want, the priority is greenfield sites, not too low.
I'll make a note to write and ask him. Yeah. And once we know his position, we'll.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Trish. Was there anything else from Nettleston Resident Association?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, thank you. Dave, I welcome.
Same old, not a lot really. Two most important ones, the non-domestic grading for the public levities bill is 9 minutes to pass its first reading on the 20th of April.
Right.
And it means the bill has now completed its passage through Parliament and is awaiting Royal Westminster, and we're pressing the government to ensure councils receive their rebates back date to the 1st of April 2020 as soon as possible. So we should be going to get money back.
We will be flush, won't we?
Yay!
Community.
Sorry about that.
The first meeting of the National Network will take place on the 27th of April from 11 to 12:30. The inaugural event will be chaired by Stewart Food Contribution from Councillor Phil Harris, Stoner Town Council, Orchard Council. Second, home in the Rock of Services from Councillor Wendy Patterson.
on partnership working for coastal communities. So, in short, that's something for us to look at. For the rest, it's just the usual bunch of facts coming by local government authorities, etc. etc.
Thank you, Dave. No other reports, have you?
Yeah, I've got
some reports. Oh, Becky,
thank you. Oh, sorry.
Oh, hang on.
One more thing on that. There's an article there about the Isle of Wight Council passing the buck to local councils. And basically what this is about is our local parish and community councils are concerned about the increasing financial burden that the Isle of Wight Council is placing on them. At a recent meeting of the Isle of Wight Association of Local Councils, IWL, members noted that they are being put in a difficult position. If they want the service to continue, they must pay for it. This is not a new phenomenon. In recent years, local councils have had to take over several functions previously undertaken by the Isle of Wight Council, like public toilets, libraries and youth services, and to contribute to the cost of many others, such as the maintenance of parks, gardens and playgrounds, and the emptying of waste. Basically, it's just about it being a second tax. It's something that's being talked about,
yeah,
and it's something I feel we should maybe discuss a little more in detail, find out how we feel about it as a parliament.
I find it quite strange, actually. We take over the, we run the pool toilets and the Seagrove toilets and various other things around the parish, and we adjust our precept to account for that extra cost, and they give us the money. Why don't they just keep the money and pay for it in the first place? I don't understand accountancies. I'm sure it's just some complicated thing, but yeah, it is just daft, isn't it?
Yes. And then Councillor Hardy. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Somebody, Kevin. There's still a stricter restriction than them, and we're unrestricted. So you're right, Kevin. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Someone obviously saw that then, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because what we've got, we've got
the
council tax is a 5%.
The way
we
look at it,
it's
double taxation.
It's an extra, Right.
Okay. I think Councillor Hardy had another report.
Yeah, very, very quickly. I've asked for the canal on the public toilets in the village, and I can confirm they are open today.
Thank you very much.
Lovely. Thank you very much for that.
I'm just going to make that. I hope I'm going to give it to you. Well, do you notice I do it all in block capitals?
Yeah, yeah.
Because my handwriting is so poor.
Yeah, is that an M or an E?
Yeah, but I can interpret it, which is good. Yeah. Well, roughly.
Yes, Kevin.
As a parish council, you ought to leave
there. Oh.
Because if a similar situation comes up again, then now I feel happy that they can shut them down. Whereas the agreement was that they could only shut them down for so many days of Christmas.
Yeah, that was part of their planning, wasn't it?
Why they can't be operated from the rear.
Yeah.
Separate from people going through the hotel.
Yeah. I don't know if you were here for that meeting, Kevin, but because Councillor Rivlin did a lot of research with Councillor Barry, and the Isle of Wight Council, who are the people who can enforce that, are the ones refusing to enforce it. It's a deed or something they've got with them that means they have to keep it open. And however much pleading we did, because it came up meeting after meeting, pleading. Just to let you know, this is what happened, and we did report back that that's what we pursued it. So the people who can do something about it are refusing to. But who knows? As a new Isle of Wight group of councillors, maybe things will change.
No, it isn't. You're quite right.
I think what Kevin's saying is right, but unfortunately, in this situation, it's to do with the COVID, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, it could be for any other reason, couldn't it?
But what I'm saying is, we've got to make sure that Yeah. And it's sort of like a government thing, but they don't jump on the bandwagon and try and get there.
Yeah, but did they stay to COVID, Mike, for a reason for not letting people in for CVO?
Well, the council agreed that that was a legitimate reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which made it incredibly difficult for us to
process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it just seems strange that, regardless, Kevin just thinking about it, you can get in through the back there, can't you? I just find it strange that they're quite unpaid with life as an excuse.
Sorry.
It's not. It's not
agenda
item, anyway, is it? So if we wanted to, we could put this. Someone could do some research and come up with an agenda item for the future, perhaps. Because we have discussed it at length on many things, and we probably need a well-formed agenda item to cover it.
It will have to be an agenda item, actually. And besides, we haven't got the money in the budget to buy any more toilets at the moment. Thank you, Kevin. Right, now the next item is to appoint members to committees and working groups. Dave and I are already members of everything, so it's up to you guys to
So just to let people know, for the planning committee, we normally look for three members, on top of the chairman and vice-chairman, we look for three members and a reserve member, so it's four in total if we're lucky. So if people are happy to put a name up, other people can propose them and second them and take it from there. So we're basically looking really for four members other than the chairman and vice chairman to stand for planning. So Councillor Hardy would like to be one of the people. So
anyone else?
Mark G.
Yeah.
Mark G. Roy.
Stuart.
Thank you, Stuart. And was that Roy? So Councillor Hardy.
Is that you as well, Roy?
Councillor Martin.
You, Roy? Not Roy.
So we've got Councillor Hardy, Councillor Martin, Councillor Gernot Davis. If one more person did want to be on it, it would be very helpful. Like, and it's a reserve member.
Who's that?
Thank you. It's Councillor Jenkins.
So we've got.
Sorry. This is Councillor Redcar. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry. At least I've got it as a woman. That's a good start. I've got that. Thank you. Someone's to propose that Councillor Hardy, Marlton, Gernot Davis, and Redpath are put onto the committee. Would you like to?
I'll propose all of those aforementioned people.
Yeah.
Would anybody like to second it?
Thanks, Ron.
Mike.
Yeah.
And all those in favour?
Oh, that's carried. That's excellent. Yeah. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. And the next thing is to appoint the chairman of the planning subcommittee. And I would like to ask Dave to continue in that role as he did last year. That's Dave Adams. I propose that. Somebody second that?
I'm very happy.
Becky or Roy. And all those in favour, please?
Thank you, as carried.
Yep.
Congratulations, Councillor Adams. That's more work for you again. Excellent.
He loves it. And then the next thing is the allotment subcommittee. Who would like to be on that?
Thank you very much, Councillor Jenkins. I was going to come and point at you, so sorry.
Do we need only one or two?
Ideally, we need three, but we can get away with two because we have enough. Councillor Gernot Davis, thank you very much.
And what about Dr. Mark?
I can do this.
Because you've got an allotment there,
haven't you? Oh, yes, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is brilliant.
Thank you very much, Mark.
So, if everyone's happy, someone should propose Councillor Jenkins, Gernot Davis, and Rogers to be. Thanks, Mike.
Mike.
Thank
and
you, Becky. Yeah.
All those in favour, please.
That looks like it's carries.
Thank you. Super.
You'll have earned it, Barry. You'll have earned it.
Yeah. Okay, next item is members of the Finance Working Party.
Yeah, so just to explain, this isn't a committee, but it's got an important role. It helps in the internal audit, and it will meet in December at least, once in December, where we look at a budget and all sorts of other things you have to check off as part of our internal audit process. The chairman and vice chairman formed two of the members of the working group, and so we need two more people to volunteer for it. So, Councillor Jenkins, thanks very much.
It's quite interesting, actually, because it's quite surprising how we get through money.
Yeah. And Councillor Gynart, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. So that makes four of us.
Yeah, would you like to propose them going on?
I'd like to propose those two people.
And thanks very much for Mike.
Okay, all those in favour, please.
Thank you very much, that's good.
Thank you for that. Yeah. And finally, the GDPR subcommittee, which is a sleeping thing.
Yeah, so just so you know, the GDPR committee is what we call our GDPR data controller. So if we are ever challenged or something happens where it looks like we may have mishandled data, which will probably be me or perhaps a councillor sending a really inappropriate email or something, this is the group that would have the power to look into it, the delegated power to investigate what's gone on and to address it. It's not necessarily going to have to meet, but we do have a requirement for three members for it. So it may not meet, but it would involve probably investigating, or if GDPR regulations change and we have to come up with some new rules around it, we do have a GDPR policy and it has to be updated or looked at. These would be the people to do it. If anyone finds information architecture really exciting, this is your chance to
look around. Well, we only want one, don't we? Keep an eye on it. One more.
That would cover it, actually, if you two go.
If someone is literally a sleeping committee.
Thank you very much, Dr. Rogers, and I'll, as you two are down, because that covers it, makes it four as well.
Okay, yeah.
Adams and Elliot. Are you going to propose that, Barry?
Yeah, I'll propose that.
Thank you.
Mike seconded it.
Thank you.
All those in favour, everyone?
Thank you.
Don't want a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I've emailed everyone.
The sleeping committee.
Yeah, I emailed everybody. Everyone's private details. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Come and pick me up from prison.
Okay. So to appoint representatives to other local organisations in the parish, Nettleston and Seagrove Community Partnership. I'd love you to continue with that, Becky.
If you're happy, yeah.
Is this
we don't have to vote for these because these don't have any power. No.
Seagrove Pavilion Trust, I'm happy to continue with that. If Kevin's happy to have me. Oh, my trustee, we are. I forgot that, yeah. Okay. IWALC. Dave.
Ideally, we need two people, no?
For what?
For IWALC.
Oh, okay.
A deputy and, a rep, and it's IWALC's preference, a rep and a deputy.
Right.
Brilliant. Excellent. Do you know, it's so funny, earlier I said, oh, you're really good at Christian.
Yeah, you did actually.
Dave, are you going to carry on? Do you mind carrying on?
Thank you very much.
If anyone else really wants to, let me know, because more people can be involved, just as things happen. So.
And who wants to be Nettleston Residents Association?
Yeah, you've got good coverage. Does one of you want to be the official spokesperson? Mark? Oh, no.
Who's doing that?
Mark's pointing to Chris. Yes. Thanks very much. So, Councillor Redpath can be the official.
Okay, so this next item, and if there's anything that's glaringly omiss, please tell me, but it might be possible to do this as a block.
Yeah, I've got to let you know, Barry, Councillor Hardy brilliantly spotted a typo in the standing orders earlier. It's been there forever. It's on.
So you're blaming Mark?
It's on. Well, he copied it from the now. It's stuff in bold that has never changed.
Oh, okay.
He missed an E and R off longer. It just says long. It's number 18 in the standing orders. So.
That's your analytical brain, isn't it?
Yeah, well done, Becky. So basically, 18C, where it says. The chairman shall express the opinion to the council, and thereafter any member may move that member named be no longer heard. It should be no longer heard.
Oh, okay.
This is a straight copy out of the NALC standard template.
Oh, so
but the ENR got missed off, so that needs to be added back in. Right. But we could assume that would be part of it. It's not the meaning is correct.
Do that in an ER.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. So. Longer heard. Or that the member named leaves the meeting, and the motion is seconded should be put forthwith and without discussion. It does, Becky. What it means is, if Barry has pointed out that one of you has been very disruptive and has not responded to his request to be less disruptive, any one of you can then propose that that other councillor is asked to be quiet or removed from the meeting. And if someone seconds it, you don't talk about it, you all then just vote. And if you all vote, that person, if they're refusing to move, say you probably have to adjourn the meeting. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so there's nothing else clear.
That was the one thing.
That was the one thing. Okay, so if I just read these out. So, standing orders, financial regulations, the code of conduct, a risk assessment, the asset register, grant awarding policy, publication scheme, recording of meetings, and our complaints procedure. Now, I'd like to propose that we just pass that on block.
I'll take a second.
Thank you. As otherwise, we've got to go for every one. Thank you. So, who seconded that? Mike. Okay. All those in favour, please.
Thank you very much.
If there is anything, we can always pick it out at a later date if something should crop up.
Yeah, so thanks for that, Becky. That was really helpful. That
yeah, good. Thanks. Okay, item number 14 is the internal auditor. To approve and confirm the appointment of the internal auditor for 21 into 22.
Mike Parsley is offering to do it again. He's available.
And he's done it for a number of years for us.
Yeah, and he obviously used to do my job. Yeah. And he's
I'd like to propose Mike.
Yeah, I think it's Paul because he knows the history of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that, yeah. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Mike. Well, all those in favour, guys?
Thank you.
Okay. Right, this is something, I don't want to go too far with it tonight, I just want to put it in people's minds. Pedestrianising of the High Street, Esplanade for the summer. What do people think? We don't have to have a long debate about it, but it's just that I think it'd be good for businesses. I spoke to some businesses from time to time, and they all said it's okay. But I mean, I wouldn't just jump ahead with it. I mean, I've asked Brian, with your permission, to do a little survey of the businesses to see what they think.
I don't agree with it personally. Okay. I don't think it should be closed.
Right.
What's the extent of closures that was given?
Well, summer holidays, school holidays.
Where?
From West Street, from the shop.
Right.
I don't think you can do it from there.
Well, that was something. Yeah, sorry. West Street, Circular Road. Yeah. But the. It was something we did have a meeting last summer during that initial unlocking with the Isle of Wight council road officers. I don't know what it wasn't Isle of Roads, it was something like that. It wasn't Isle of Roads, was it?
No, it was the Isle of Wight council
highways. Highways, yeah. And Dave's predecessor, Reg, and they suggested that from the school holidays and from the lower end of Circular Road. So,
you know, I mean, no.
We just normally close it for party on the prom, don't we, or something
where
like that?
Where are the cars going to go? Where are the vehicles going to go?
Well, you'd have laid taxis and deliveries and emergencies without saying.
But the
if you had a theory where it is closed, would the public then get confused of what it is and what it isn't?
Well,
with transport, and, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Just a thought. You know, I mean. Flyover.
It's one of those things. You could always form a little investigation group and have a think about it.
Yeah.
So you could have a little working group.
Well, if anybody's interested in, I think, with your permission, I'll ask Brian to survey the businesses, and then maybe we can form a working group to actually bin it or go forward with it. You know, because there has been some people that have said it'd be a good idea if this was like this, and I've heard other people, and I know Dave's predecessor was all over it like a rash. He wanted to do it every year. But it's never been able to. And then even with that, when we had this meeting during last summer, Island Roads, even then, the Isle of Wight Council Highway, even then said you're talking a minimum of 2 years before we even get a rain to you. You know, and that's with a formal application.
Even though they suggested it, they're going to take 2 years.
Yeah. Well, I'm very, very happy to contact all the businesses in the High Street and like Pier Road, around that area, and just ask them, say, do you think pedestrianising, if you want me to, I'm happy to do that. It's really quite easy to ask them and get their feedback if they give it to us and let you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to do it
over the
limit in that area as well.
I think it needs to go beyond that. I think it needs to go out to everyone because people get dropped off and picked up down here. Many of the time I'll pick up people down here.
I think if we're going to make it the scope bigger, we'll probably have to look into what that would take to make it an agenda item for another time, because that's going to be, because then it gets more involved and you might have to end up posting and,
Okay, well, thanks for that, everyone. So, Brian, you're going to do that then?
What I'll do is we'll look at putting it as another agenda item because if you want to increase
the scope. The formal working group.
Formal working group,
Is everybody happy with that?
I think the working group's the answer, and from that, work out what you want to do about it.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Thanks for that, everyone. Kerryfield Park Fence.
Yeah, so this is, just to let everybody know, the last two safety reports we've had for Kerryfield's play area have pointed out that the fence posts are rotting around the play area, and last year we were going to try and have it addressed, and then COVID happened and got in the way, and so in that when we did have a safety report done there at the same time, that said they're still rotten and everything, and a real challenge we've had is trying to get fencing companies and things. We had it with the dinghy park, and I've had a bit of it with this as well, and I've actually managed to finally get one company. It's CWC, the cleaning and maintenance company. They've actually met me there and given us a quote, so we've actually got a quote from them, but I haven't been successful in getting anybody else to the park yet. But basically for them to do it, they're saying it would be it requires replacing 39, and they have to dispose of them as well, rotted 4x4-inch posts. They have to put a new end support to one of the walls, a new picket on one of the double gates. So to install those 39 posts and the end support, attaching the existing picket fence, install new blah blah blah, it would be £2,100. They're not that registered, but if they had been, we'd have got that back anyway. So it would be £2,100 to take care of this. We're about to have a safety inspection again in the next couple of weeks, so I'm sure it will come up, but I've just really struggled to get quotes from other people. I've had people go and look at it with me, like Richardson's and stuff, but then I don't think it's quite the scale of work that they're interested in. I don't then seem to get any further feedback, but I've actually got a real quote for it at last, and so that's why I brought it to the meeting for you to consider. So
Right, I looked at those posts. Obviously,
the reason that they like that is
it's very, very
wood
that they used the first time.
Yeah.
They seem to use a different hardwood that's not going to rot away.
Yeah, he said they heat treated.
Yeah. By the splitting out of the rotten.
Yeah.
There were some that were there at the same time. The different old parts that they were. Absolutely most important part to get the right.
Yeah, he said to me, he thinks the ones. Yeah.
And even when you did remember anything else, I won't say you've got to have the right word.
Yeah.
So if we can make sure that's going to be in France.
This is Rob, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think, I mean, Rob Atchell serves us exceedingly well. He looks after the toilets at Puckpool Park, he looks after the ones in Seagrove Bay, he does running maintenance, he's going to start with the refurbishment of the Seagrove toilets tomorrow.
Yes,
And I honestly, he's done such good service for us, and I think the bird in the hand, we should go with him. Yeah, and I'd like to propose that.
I really think, getting back to this fence post, I know we've had this chat several times now, I really think we should not be spending any money.
Should be concrete.
On timber fence posts. They either got to be steel or concrete. Because as Roy says, any timber that goes in there will work. Even if it's over, because the stuff they treat them with today, it's not like the old stuff that they used to treat the railway sleepers with, and they will just go.
Well, I have noticed that the pavilion, the top plate, the roll place in the back, is having a similar situation, but if you like concrete portal in there, much better.
Can I just ask Lynn? Sorry, Kevin, Lynn, I've got a round up.
What for paint?
Are they easily obtainable? Would Rob be able to look at doing that?
Uh-huh.
So is that recycled plastic for the modelling?
Posts.
It's just the posts. Yeah, the fence pickets are actually in very good condition. Yeah,
it's just the same.
It is just the posts.
So the gums aren't.
Yeah.
Kevin, sorry. Pegs.
Well, these posts are very, very rotten, and you can stick a screwdriver in them and pull them apart and all sorts, and that's why they fail the safety inspection. So we need to replace those 39 with something, and we need to do it quite quickly.
They're not going to be replaced immediately, are they?
Well, we've got an inspection coming up, Dave.
We could say, doing it again in a few years' time, for the sake of waiting a couple of months, still waiting for some fence posts, some proper posts.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dave. We've got... and it would be nice to have all concrete ones, but we've got an inspection coming up, and if we fail that, potentially we might have to shut the park.
Yeah,
and that's what concerns me.
We could wait. It's going to happen in a week or two. We could see what the outcome of it is.
Okay. Should we hold this in abeyance, and then
you want to? Yeah,
and then perhaps you could have a word with Rob.
Yeah, and I'll ask him if he can.
He's talking to you. I'm sure he'll.
And he is a good egg. We can support him, I think.
I agree.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, everyone.
What I'll do is I'll ask him for alternatives, because we know concrete's almost impossible.
Yeah.
But like Daisy, it'll just look strange, I think, with a wooden fence with other stuff. But concrete wouldn't look strange. But I can ask him and see what else he can get.
Yeah, so it shouldn't have looked right. It can look fine on angle iron post. It's no real problem.
What are they, sorry, Dave?
You get angle iron post, metal angle iron, 2x2 or inch and a half.
Yeah.
It'll be plenty strong enough for that.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It's just, I've just filled it timber. I think even a basic steel post, angle iron.
Okay, great, thanks.
We'll fire that last timber. And that's my only concern. So
I'll ask you for
special fences for children.
No,
the barbed wire.
This is the outside, luckily. So it's not the inside of the.
No,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I just wondered if there was something that was particularly.
For alternative. I'll ask you for an alternative. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Proposed changes to the maintenance of Sophie Watson's garden. Becky.
Yeah, it seems that really what you've been talking about are open spaces and actually not chopping everything down, reducing everything to flat green. And the idea is that we ask the guys that do the mowing to make sure that they leave much more on the outside. And
leave a wild space.
Yeah, much less.
Yeah.
And there's some people think it might be a good idea just to cut the path through that most people walk.
Yeah.
They maybe have a couple of picnic areas.
Yeah.
So they're a little bit worried about only
cutting
the paths because they're a bit worried about dog mess.
Yeah, well, yes, of course. And it'd be nice to sort of keep people away from our new trees.
Yes. Well, and then so there's that, there's the actually making sure that the wildflowers grow and that we have meadow grass.
Actually, what about that? Sorry to interrupt you. What about that area where. Is it Rose Cottage? So if you come down from the top,
all the way around the outside there is.
Yeah, because that would be a nice little wild area, wouldn't it?
With wildflowers growing, and we'd like to expand that in, and maybe cut a couple of paths and leave a couple of sitting spaces for people, because people do get there.
We'll probably have to cut a pathway, because there's a woman lives, somebody lives in that house, got a back gate, comes out onto Sophie Watson's.
Yeah, I don't think it's too long.
No. It'd be nice if you didn't.
Maybe if you, yeah. One thing I could.
The question is whether we can go ahead and ask the.
Would you like me to set a meeting up with Brightstone and some reps and discuss what could be done? And
the other thing is about the one broken bench. Do we know what we're going to do about that? Is it whose responsibility is it?
It's definitely ours because it's on our land, so it's a question of.
Island Road's changing, don't they?
No. Now it's on there.
Of course.
Because it's our bit of
responsibility, Aaron. And if you want to leave a couple, which is one of the other things, because
I don't really know, they planted this wonderful 47 trees in sort of 47 fallen in the First War from our parish. Just like to move a couple of the extensions to extend that arc. So that after you're sitting, you're still be looking down across the
What I'd suggest is... Yeah, this sounds like a working group, like something to be formed.
No, I think that's good then, because once you've established some cut lines, they can just keep doing it in the same place,
yeah,
can't they?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And we're paying for it. I can't imagine it's going to cost more. So presumably as well.
Should cost less, shouldn't it?
It should cost less, shouldn't it?
So you'd be surprised, yeah. Yeah, so I'll arrange a meeting for us and we'll form a little working group and look into what we can do to get some people to volunteer. Because the one fence that's broken, the bench, yeah, is actually the steel frame's in really good condition. So, like, say if men in sheds were interested, it would just be someone, you know, fabricating the
Oh,
yeah, we are. Yeah, yeah. I spoke to a couple of people in the island. We've got to, if anyone's going to, because since we took over that land, we're responsible for it now. We'll double check with them. We'll do that as part of the working group. I'll check. We did ask for that permission in the first place, and they said it should be all right with erecting things here.
Okay. Thank you, Becky. But the Putpool Park flower bed. Am I right in thinking that was what we were talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Right, so this is the to discuss and agree the continuous engagement of Care in the Garden. For those who don't know who they are, they were along at. Scotchwood Brook, don't matter where it is, near the crematorium.
Near the crematorium, yeah.
Park Road, thank you. So the continuous engagement, Care in the Garden, for the weeding and the maintenance of the flower bed. Now, we've got it in the budget, and it runs to the tune of £50 a month?
£50 a month, yeah.
What do people think? I mean, they've made a wonderful job, is on a good start so far, but if they don't get the weeds back until the bedding plants have taken over, you know what I mean? Because the weeds will take over first, yeah, if you don't keep on top of it.
Yeah.
So. Thank you. Someone like to second that? Thank you, Mike. Can we have a vote on that, please?
So thank you, Carrie.
That's for £50 a month.
Yeah. It might not cost that much, but that's. No. Yeah. They were giving us a figure for it. Depends how much.
Okay, so this is correspondence, and Brian will go through this.
Yes. So, I'll just get my order of correspondence. There's not an awful lot.
Well, that's good.
I'll stand up this minute. Obviously, I've got the notification about the failed application for the Asset Community Value for Eddington Road. I've put this on the website. An interesting, we were notified that the Action Challenge Isle of Wight 2021 event is going to go through the village on July the 10th and 11th. People who will be doing up to 106 kilometres of running and walking, etc., around the island will be going through, and we'll be part of the route this year. 65 miles.
We're not in the EU anymore, we don't have to be paying
it. Yeah, well, there you go. Oh, I didn't know that was a question.
Is that so you know which window to decorate the best?
I think it's down. It's down towards the sea. The woman said to me on the email, it's down towards the sea. Good question, huh? For existing councillors and councillors who log on, you'll see we've had more communications from Mr. and Mrs. Grillo about Seaview Recreation Ground, where there are ongoing challenges to do with ball nets and the posts and things which you've all seen. And then this one, which I did forward to you all, this was communication from Councillor Jordan in Ryde about some of the development work and some of the challenges at West Acre Park. That's a planning application that, as a parish council, we've already objected to. But they basically, this email is one where they're saying they feel that the powers inside the
delegated powers inside the Isle of Wight Council are making it difficult for councillors to get their points across. So, and I think I, Walker, are fully in agreement with that. So that's what I sent you all, though. And that's it, really, for correspondence for this month. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With these delegated decisions.
Yeah.
What it comes down is they've referred Michael Lilly to follow the same route as the public.
Yeah.
So now Michael Lilly is the Mayor of Wright, to anyone that doesn't know. And an Isle of Wight council official. So to say he's got to go down the same route as a member of the public to get information on these planning applications is quite simply a farce.
Yeah.
And that's what they'll try to address.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Okay. Reported, you've done that, haven't you?
Yeah, thank you. That's in there.
Okay,
yeah.
Next one, Brian, is financing.
Yeah, so you've, hopefully you're sitting on a chair, we've got receipts and payments. You'll see one of these each meeting. Receipts are what we took in over the last month, and the payments are the things that we're about to authorise out of our chequebook and account. So, I think actually with this, with the receipts we note it, and with the payments we should actually nominate and approve it. So I think I've been a bit lax with that over time. So, is it, but before we do anything, has anyone got any questions about our receipts and payments this month? No, no one interested in that £25,000 expenses to Brian Jennings? Oh, no, that's not on there.
Nah, we don't worry about that. Brian, just remind me, is that monthly or yearly or what?
That is monthly.
Monthly, okay.
Yeah.
So I was just picking up on the inner space storage. I wondered what that figure of 62 is monthly. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So actually, Barry, if it's all right, can someone propose to approve the payments? Yeah.
Yep. Someone want to propose?
Thank you. Someone want to second it? Thank you.
You can't do both, though.
No, Mike's proposed. Dave's second.
Oh, right, okay. All those in favour, then, please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Approved.
Thank you very much.
That's the first bit.
And approved the payment.
Thank you for that. So the next part.
Thank you, Kevin. See you.
Yeah, thank you. There are no grant applications this month. The next part is to. You'll see, and I emailed it to everybody, we had the internal audit report from Mike Parsley.
Yeah.
And it's just, has anyone got any questions about the internal audit report from Mike Parsley? No? Thank you. In that case, it's a question of you voting to approve the internal audit.
Proposing it.
Thank
Mike's
you.
Going to propose it, Becky's second it.
Yeah.
Favour, please.
Votes the internal audit approval. Thank you very much. Yep. I also sent you all out a copy of the. This is just for information for you all. It's just to show that the dinghy park over the last financial year. Which one's doing first? Yeah. Actually, returned a profit of £2,445, and the. Allotments returned a profit of £567. So they're sustaining themselves at the moment, which is good.
Yeah, okay.
And just the last exciting part is just to let you all know, further to my annual review this year, which Councillor Adams and Councillor Elliott signed off on and said I'd worked at a sufficient standard. I went up a pay point, so if anyone's interested, please feel free to go and look it up. I've gone from pay point 12 to pay point 13 on the national scale, and I have a 35-hour week. So please feel free to go and look that up and enjoy yourselves. You can see how much I earn then if you're really worried. Thank you very much.
Okay, so the final item on the agenda is a bit like any other business. We can't make any resolutions, but people can bring to the attention, normally councillors, bring to the attention of the rest of the councillors, a broken lamppost, a sign, any of those sorts of things. So, has anybody got anything going around? In no particular order, I can see Roy first. So, Roy?
Oh, right, yeah. 5 weeks now, we've been waiting for that
for
people all the time.
Yeah.
Roy, can I just ask, have you contacted them as well, Coastal? Because I contact them every week.
Oh, everybody's contacted them.
They are, oh, God. Yeah.
I do contact them literally, sometimes it's twice a week as well. I'm not getting anything back from them either. I did originally, acknowledging it, but now they're not replying to me, but they are officially taking care of it. But
Well, the trouble with it is, Roy, I looked into this at some length. That land that they sit on actually belongs to the people on the other side of the wall, 8 to about 3 feet. And during the first COVID lockdown, when there wasn't anybody here, as we all know, they moved them off of their land to expose that double gate so they could get in and out. And they didn't need permission. Well, we did, and it got quite nasty.
Yeah, because it's their private land, and they were put on their private land without their permission.
Yeah.
They're not ours.
No, they're
memorial. No, they're not ours. No,
they're memorial.
Yeah.
The owner, which what's his name?
I can't remember now.
Yeah.
I had a chat with him.
Well, that's because you gave them permission to move it, if you remember.
That's what he said.
I said to the young nipper that was there, I said, why have you moved things? Oh, Council and Mike Ward gave us permission to move them.
That's very generous of you.
Yeah, very good, Mike. But no, we did look at it in quite a lot of depth, Roy.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
In the minutes, the last thing, it's mentioned that the craft chairman met with the steward.
Yeah, that has happened, you're right, and we also met with Simon Broom, who's the head of parking enforcement at the time, but I think he might be working in a different department now, and lots of investigation did take place with that at the time, and I think their biggest issue is the fact that apparently you're allowed to park for 10 minutes on the double yellow lines. So what the school are doing, they're making up signs that they're going to put round the green. You might have seen St Helens School has done something similar, asking people to be considerate rather than trying to kill all the children on their way in and their parents. But it has been, we have met with them.
Yeah, that's become quite popular in Ada Park, though, isn't it? Always.
Yeah.
No,
I was amazed.
It's to do with the inactivity law clause or whatever. So if you go into a parking bay, an authorised parking spot, and you've got to walk to a machine to get a ticket, they lay you 10 minutes. It's called inactivity. And that it comes with, I think that's my cost in cows one day.
Yeah.
I was 11 minutes.
You were too inaccurate.
Yeah, yeah, 10 minutes. I was told by parking. Oh, I know they are, absolutely. But, the trouble with it is, and we've had this for years, I mean, long time before I came in the council, but, I've been in CV 25 years, and it has never been any different. The kids have got to come to school in the morning and they've got to go home again at tea time. And I just think that we have to put up with 40 minutes disruption both end of the day. I just don't know what the other solution is. It is not good, I agree. Don't start me on those scooters up by the...
One of the issues is 60% of children get ferried from Ryde, so they actually can't, they're not local. Mm. So it'd be good if we had some local children.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've gone to Councillor
Martin. Anything else, Stuart?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Thank you. Becky?
That's reported. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll go to the ladies and throw her in.
Yeah.
Sorry, to see you were a lady. You'd like to say something? You okay?
Yeah.
Lily?
Trish?
McDonald's again.
Oh.
Lots of questions being asked about McDonald's. Clog out traffic back to Marlborough Road and Fuller Road.
Mm.
I think it's something we need to look at again.
Yeah.
And I know we went into it in quite a bit of detail, but I think we need to look at it again.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I thought
there may actually be a solution to this thing.
All right.
It's no, well, I know they're going to fob us off, but I was having a chat with someone and thinking about it. You get these bus lane cameras and different things. The Isle of Wight Council want to spend some money on cameras. Maybe there could be some sort of box put there. Maybe a camera could be put there. And if traffic is standing there holding everything up, waiting to go in McDonald's, and there's a clear road in front, maybe there could be some sort of enforcement there. But I just think it's something that needs looking at again.
When we got the reply from the police and Island Roads and everything last time, today was going to be a key date, because apparently from today people could go back inside. Mm-hmm. And they said, I think they're all pinning their hopes on that. As of today, it would get, I don't know, it will get better.
Well, if that cures it, that's a win-win all round.
I think
it's something.
But
if it doesn't cure it, a few people are raising their heads and not happy about it.
No, it's not good at all.
Thank you.
Mike?
As people know, I'm new. I've reviewed the situation since after the election. I mean, I received a good election as the Council Councillor, they had a statement that I was being, they wanted to investigate my own ability to stand as a councillor, which I understand is a good shot. We'd appreciate that the returning officer carefully goes through all nomination papers, and therefore I received my corporation nomination letter, stating I was eligible to state to appropriate as a parish and an Isle of Wight Council nominee candidate. For this, I forwarded a copy to our parish clerk to confirm evidence. I was disappointed and found this unreasonable, not what I'd class as ethical standard. I've decided to review the options. I came on to the parish, co-opted member in the last term, purely for spending nearly 30 years as a non-executive director of Vectors Housing and understanding and knowing that Reg Barry put the land attention off Edmonton Road for potential development. So I felt that my years on the Housing Association would benefit the actual parish. During that period of supporting that parish and drafting letters for the clerk and also making sure that we had meetings with the leader of the council, cabinet members for housing and the director of generations, we had a site meeting on January 20th and a further Zoom meeting on March 21st. I now feel that it's now appropriate that my concerns for this, I need to look at review, and therefore, thankfully, for all the support I've had, I've made a decision to step down.
Okay, thanks.
I'd like to say the two projects I've done, I've got projects within my work and family commitments, but I'd like to thank Barry for the chairmanship. It's been open, transparent, and also our clerk, since the new appointment. It was a tough year for him for the first year, but I think he's held the meetings exceptionally well.
Thank you.
Thank you for the support he's actually given me for that time.
Thank you.
And thank you for all. I've tried to represent you as much as I can. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much, Mike. Very disappointed to lose you, but you know, we understand.
Thank you.
Right, guys, if there's nothing else, time now is 20:30, and I declare the meeting closed. Ooh, sorry, that's a bit late of me.
Thank you very much.